This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes with Frida Liu and Audrey Raj. On the show today, we are asking you, should users under 17 years old not be allowed on social media? 018-789-8899 is the number to reach us on WhatsApp. You can also send in your comments via Twitter and on Instagram at BFM Radio is our handle. We'll come back to the messages that are beginning to flood in. But for now, we have a story about screening employees without disrupting business.
Right.
So with more clusters detected every day, especially here in KL and Selangor, business owners are figuring out a way to screen their employees without disrupting, well, their business. And these clusters mainly comprise of foreign employees, and disabling a large number of them for screening purposes could halt a company's workflow. And that's what nobody wants. Mm-hmm.
So the Human Resources Ministry initiated a targeted screening program for foreign workers in red zones, such as, you know, right here in the Klang Valley, in Klang yesterday. According to Little India Entrepreneurs Association Klang, association members were discussing how best to carry the exercise without bringing their business to a temporary halt. One suggestion is to get doctors to come to a common location near the business to carry out tests. And according to the association, the doctors have indicated their willingness to conduct such a screening. And it's all up to the authorities now to see if such an arrangement is even possible.
Yeah, so the Labour Department of Peninsula Malaysia and SOCSO, meanwhile, said that they understood employers were worried about the ruling, but it has to be done as clusters infected foreign workers are surging, right? Both entities were tasked with conducting the screening of 888,000 plus foreign workers in Selangor, Labuan, KL, Penang and Negeri Sembilan. On top of that, Senior Minister Dato' Sri Ismail Sabri said that all 1.7 million documented foreen workers must be screened.
That's documented, right? Anyway, the Star caught up with the GM of Chinese restaurant Hai Xian Zai, Rickless Yoon, who said his management team would discuss how they can arrange screening for the Myanmar and Vietnamese workers in stages, with the waiters and waitresses to go for screening first. This makes sense since they're the ones dealing with the diners, and getting them screened first will also boost customers' confidence that they are dining in a safe space.
Yeah, definitely. Now, another issue is the financial implications of all of this, as restaurants will need to allocate the budget to carry out the screening as well. This means the screening will probably have to be carried out in batches, with a delay between like the waiters and then the kitchen staff.
So SOCSO will also reimburse RM60 for every antigen rapid test for each contributing foreign worker, while the rest of the cost, as well as clinic charges, has to be borne by the employers.
Yeah, and the cost of the test has come down since, you know, when we started MCO in March. The RTKAG tests, like you just mentioned, those test kits in private healthcare outlets is prescribed at between RM150 to RM180 for now.
Okay, of course, all of this because, you know, Klang became a hotspot after several thousand foreign workers employed by latex glove maker Top Glove Corporation tested positive for COVID-19, and this resulted in the area where the workers lived in Meru to be placed under EMCO.
Yeah, I know, it's all over the papers today. Every single newspaper today, you know, we've seen how the cases are just surging, especially within the foreign worker cluster. The Teratai cluster is the biggest in Malaysia right now. And yeah, you know what, you need to get tested, and we can imagine how this is going to be disruptive to business processes, right, workflow and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm glad that there are suggestions coming up now about how to try and do this while limiting disruption as much as possible. But we'll keep you posted on this story, and of course, more of these strategies and suggestions as they come in. Coming back to our top story of the day, should users under 17 years old not be allowed on social media? I'm going to take a quick look at the poll on Instagram just to wrap it up. And it's still where it was earlier. 51% say yes, and 49% say no. And we have more messages to read on Twitter as well.
Okay, here is Jay. Sandy said, but the big question is, how are you going to control it? Is it not user ID verification?
Ooh, okay,
right?
Yes.
I mean, you can just say it. You know, you just turn on your laptop and there it is, right? Michael Chow, instead of stopping them, it'd be better to guide them. They're going to get in Sockman eventually. So better make sure they know what to expect and how to do it properly and safely. Yeah, I'm all for that education, right? Henwei said, I'm of half mind, hard to enforce guidance when there are parents that don't care, won't have time to guide them. We already know they're actively making more addictive, like cigarettes are made more addictive to increase sales.
Okay. We have more messages coming in. But let me just look at what we have on Instagram. We've got quite a few to get through here. We've got Stevens who says that the more you limit them, the more curious they will be, and they will eventually find a way to do so. We should educate instead of limiting them. Teach them to use it for a good cause. We also have Matt who says, then similarly, people above the age of 60 shouldn't be allowed to drive. Blanket bans are unfair, I think, is what Matt is trying to say here. We've got Didi who says that social media, healthy or unhealthy content, goes both ways. The creator and the consumer, merely restricting a certain age group doesn't effectively protect youth, assuming the objective is to avoid media toxicity among youth. Then we also have Zakwan who echoes what Christine said. No, bad enough that kids can't socialize physically now. Do we need to restrict them digitally? And a whole bunch of other messages have come through as well. And we'll take a look at those, you know, right after the show. But I'm sorry, we're going to have to wrap up the show right now. Of course, our top story of the day was about a social media ban for those under the age of 17. It's something that Indonesian lawmakers are suggesting that we do in order to protect children online. We then, of course, moved on to that story.
The gargantuan task of bringing these vaccines. You know, the airlines have a big task to do safely across the globe.
Yes. And finally, screening employees without disrupting business. Now, if you missed out on any part of this show, the podcast of these pieces will be up on our website, bfm.my, within the hour. You can also catch up on all our podcasts on the BFM app, on iTunes or on Spotify. Just search for Enterprise BizBytes. Frida and I will be back again same time tomorrow for more of these stories on entrepreneurship and tech. Coming up after the 1 p.m. news bulletin, it's the Breakfast Grill replay, so stay tuned for that. See you again tomorrow, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.